He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And the Monday morning, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It is April 17th. Do you know where your tax return is? Do you know where your CPA is? I can't find mine. I know he's out there somewhere, buried in 1099 somewhere. The Netflix story, we'll get to that here in a moment. But we have a huge gain in the market here. Again today, after yesterday's huge gain, we've got the Dow up 242 points. That puts us at 24,815, ever so closer to that 25,000 mark. The S&P 500 is up 21 points this morning. Listen to this, 2,699. Just 1 point away from 2,700. Where are all the bears now, huh? Are they going to wheel them out on TV again, or did they go back into hibernation? NASDAQ up 78 points. That's 1.1%. I would call it a Netflix rally. The NASDAQ is at 7,234. Russell 2,000 up just a half a point. That works out to 8 point gain on that Russell 2000 small cap index. Crude oil down 23 cents, $65.99. Gold down $6 per ounce, $13.44. We have got the 10-year yield. It's got to be up. Let's see, 2.84%. That's up a little bit from yesterday. And last but not least, Bitcoin up $40 today to $8,119. That same Bitcoin was $16,000 back in December. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, Carlsbad to be specific, Carlsbad, California. Well, we've got a nice day going on in the market. I stuck my neck on the line for better or worse. It could have went either way. I featured Netflix once again. As you know, it's been my largest position for quite some time here at Gunderson Capital Management. I've called it the stock of the decade many times. And yesterday it lived up to that billing. Well, first, we got to look at what happened in the market yesterday. We did have a pretty good batch of earnings yesterday. We had relief over the serious strike, that it seemed to be clean, surgical, done while we sleep. Took out chemical-making factories and chemical storage facilities in Damascus. And the market had a very good day yesterday. It does seem that we're also seeing some dying down and some moving to the back burner of that fiery hot Chinese wok that threatened trade wars. In fact, we've got more conciliations here from China that I'll talk about today. But here's a story that definitely will go under the radar today, especially from the news media. The two Koreas discuss a peace announcement. North and South Korea are in discussions to announce at next week's leaders' summit an official end to their military conflict. The neighbors have not yet signed a peace treaty to replace the armistice which ended the Korean War in 1953. The summit will also focus on the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and progress in inter-Korean relations. You see, that kind of stuff, it'll fly on the under the radar. Do you think that you'll hear that in the New York Times today or other Washington Post, whatever? who deserves the peace prize here? I don't know. Maybe they'll give it to Kim Jong-un. Someone deserves a peace prize. Did Reagan get the peace prize for bringing down the Soviet wall? I don't remember if there was a peace prize handed out there. But to me, that's monumental news. I still have friends that are Korean War veterans. North and South Korea in discussions to announce a peace announcement. I find that remarkable. Well, supposedly we were going to sanction, I always begin with the world, the global news, and then we're going to zero down right on down into Santa Clara, California, and other venues around the world where publicly traded companies are. We were supposedly going to have announced more sanctions against Russia yesterday, but that was stopped. No more sanctions for now against Russia. So I guess you could say that that's another little balm being applied to the market today, easing tensions, because Russia has threatened to retaliate. More good news. Housing starts above expectations in March. I told you, as soon as the ground thawed in Bloomington, Minnesota, they start breaking ground on new houses. March housing starts 1.32 million versus 1.26 million expected. Building permits 1.35 million versus 1.3 million expected. More good news on the economy. Housing starts above expectations in March. How's the economy going in China? Oh, it's all interrelated. Believe me, it's all interrelated. China's economy grew at a 6.8% rate, beating estimates of 6.7%. You know, I just kind of think that President Xi, I think the accountants over in China say, what do you want the numbers to be, Xi? And they produce the numbers that he wants them to be. Otherwise, they end up in some labor camp somewhere. The economists still expect China, communist China, to ease as Beijing forces local governments to scale back infrastructure projects to contain their debt, and as property sales cool further due to strict government controls on purchases to fight speculation. Well, let's move over to the UK for a moment before we zero down. We're looking at the macro picture right now before we zero in on the micro picture. UK unemployment rate 4.2%. Wage growth, excluding bonuses, picks up. Well, that's good news out of the UK. I remember we were on a cruise many years ago, and I talked to a kid that was working there on the cruise ship. I don't remember what he was doing, but he was from the UK, and he was telling me about the unemployment rate, how high it was in the UK. Especially amongst youth, it was like 50% at the time. So, you know, to hear that the UK unemployment, I don't know what the youth unemployment rate is, but the overall UK unemployment rate falls to 4.2% and wages are picking up. More good news today. Is there any bad news yet? Oh, I'm sure we'll find some. I'm sure that guy with the curly head of hair and the handkerchief in his pocket over there on Fox, he always can find something wrong. Yesterday, I heard him talking about Netflix. Oh, here's the problem with Netflix, he said. This guy must worry and fret. He needs that handkerchief to wipe his brow every 10 minutes over worrying. China scraps foreign auto owner caps. Well, you know, last week, President Xi announced a relaxing of the tariffs on U.S. cars. Well, now, to further open their markets, now who predicted and continues to predict that China's relationship with the U.S. is going to continue to improve and that China will continue to open up their markets? Well, here's the news item today. Further opening their markets, China is removing a two-decade restriction on foreign automakers, which can currently only own a 50% share of any local venture. The rule change could boost Tesla, which has been seeking to set up a wholly owned plant in Shanghai, as well as other global car makers. Ownership for new electric vehicles will be removed this year. Commercial vehicles in 2020 and passenger vehicles in 2022. In other words, prior to this, you had to be a Chinese company or 50% Chinese company in order to sell cars in China. President Xi continues to come around and open up their markets. The most restricted market in the world is China, but guess what? Those barriers are starting to come down. Shares of Fiat Chrysler. If I were to own one auto stock, that would undoubtedly be the one. Fiat Chrysler, FCAU, highly rated stock and the best stocks now up, are up 3.4% today. Analysts see opportunities for Fiat to benefit through the concession from Beijing, as it does not only apply to electric vehicles. Okay, we got a gene therapy story to talk about when we come back. We'll get to Netflix. Don't worry. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, it seems to be all good news today on the market today. We still got a full week ahead of us. Let's not forget Fridays, those freaky Fridays. Last week, no exception, Friday the 13th, market went down right on cue. You know, the minute I short the market on Thursday, we'll have a huge up day on Friday. There really is no predicting what the market's going to do on a daily basis. It usually happens during the nighttime while we sleep, after the market closes, earnings reports come in, Trump's tweets, missiles fly over Syria. You know, it's just all kinds of things that we have no control over, which makes the market in the short term highly unpredictable. But in the long term, I think it's pretty fair to say that the market has followed earnings for the last 9 years. Despite all of the dust storms and all of the controversies and all of the scares and all of the short-lived panics, the market has always come back to earnings. It's pretty hard to argue against that fact because the fact is that earnings have been rising since 2009, and they're looking to spike this year, and they're looking to spike next year on the back of the tax cuts, which Steve Mnuchin says will be paid for by 3% growth. Well, we're not seeing 3% growth yet, but we'll see. I know I'm sending in a big check today. Oh, that's hard to sign. Oh, that's hard to sign. I have to have my wife sign it. I can't look as I send my check off to the friendly folks at the IRS and the friendly folks at the state of California. I got to believe that the tax revenues are going to start to kick in as people are doing better in a little bit more robust pro-business economy than what we had before. Well, it's all good news so far. Let me try. I'm going to try. I'm looking for some bad news. The market's calm now after the Syria strikes. The two Koreas are discussing a peace announcement. More Russian sanctions have been halted for now. Housing starts above expectations. China opening up their economy to car makers. UK unemployment rate coming in at a low rate. Here's a gene therapy story. I featured gene therapy in my newsletter over the weekend. I'm in a hotbed of biotech companies here in San Diego, but, well, you know, there's gene therapy, there's biotech companies all over the world. It's now one of the largest sectors to track and follow. There's hundreds of biotech companies. While there's only a few automakers, there's hundreds of biotech companies. Guess who's getting in on gene therapy? GE. GE Healthcare is upping its bet on biotechnology with the launch of a prefabricated manufacturing unit. Well, who's calling me? Doesn't Mnuchin know that I do my show this time of day? Interest is upping its bet on biotechnology with the launch of prefabricated manufacturing units for producing virus-based gene and cell therapies. Novel anti-cancer treatments and vaccines. GE is getting in on gene therapy. Maybe it's time to get out. GE's been wrong over the last decade. Interest in such medicines, which use engineered viruses to carry healthy genetic material into the cells of sick people, has soared. That's interest in such medicines, meaning ones that are being brought about by gene therapy. Interest has soared as the first wave of gene-fixing drugs reach the market. GE expects to have a $1 billion a year gene and cell therapy business by 2025. Well, I find that very, very interesting. One other gene therapy story, and then we'll get to the Netflix blowout numbers. Preclinical data shows potential effectiveness of CRISPR Therapeutics off-the-shelf CAR T cells. Shares up 2%. This was after hours yesterday. Gene editor. Okay, gene editor. This is new. This is not the editor of Sports Illustrated. This is not the editor of the Los Angeles Times. These are gene editors. I saw a guy wearing a shirt the other day. He was obviously a biotech guy. He said something about I edit genes or I change genes, something to that effect. Or it said gene engineer. That's what it was. Gene editor CRISPR Therapeutics is up on modest volume on the heels of its announcement of encouraging preclinical data supporting the potential efficacy of its off-the-shelf CAR T candidates. The results were presented at the American Association for Cancer Research annual meeting in Chicago. Well, I wrote all about gene therapy in my article, in my newsletter over the weekend. If you didn't get my article, you can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. I wrote about the takeout last week of another gene therapy stock, all right? And then I wrote about some of the top leading companies within this industry at the current time. So anyways, if you did not get the newsletter over the weekend, go to GundersonCapital.com. Amazon eyes a deal with Azul. On a shipping deal. I believe Azul is an airline down there. And I think it was started by the same people that started JetBlue. You see, Azul means blue in Spanish. If you're wondering why there's been some pressure recently on the Latin America Mercado Libre stock, it's because Amazon seems to be making a big foray into South America, Brazil in particular. Mercado Libre is headquartered in Argentina. Mercado Libre is the leading online web store in South America, but Amazon keeps pushing south. Oh, I believe Amazon will be worldwide at some point in time. There's another prediction you can write down. The development is seen as a strong signal that the Seattle e-commerce giant is prepping for a big push in South America where the opportunities could be large. In Brazil, for instance, e-commerce only accounts for 5% of the total retail market. Shares of Azul are inactive in the pre-market session. So keep your eyes on Mercado Libre, keep your eyes on Azul, keep your eyes on Amazon, keep your eyes on South America, keep your eyes on NAFTA, which is supposedly going to be inked in a couple of weeks. It's all interrelated in a global economy. Now, when we come back, Netflix only beat their estimates by 1 cent, 1 penny. And yet the stock is exploding to the upside. It's up $20 a share. It's up 6.5%. Why? More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on this. It's a happy day in the market. It's a sad day, given the fact that this is tax day. You know, I thought it was usually April 15th. I guess it's how it falls, you know, on a Friday and this kind of thing. But we get an extra day before the pain really sets in. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of you are getting a refund of your own money that you sent in over the years, over the year. Others are writing checks today. Others are writing big checks today, just depending upon your circumstances. It is what it is. And there's no getting around it. So anyways, may you have a joyous tax day. Now, I remember my mother, my father, when he was working for a large company, they would take money out of his paycheck every week, you know, and a lot of times at the end of the year, he would get a tax refund. And I can still remember my mother, the check would come from the IRS, you know, made out to Mr. Gunderson, and she would hang that check from the tree and put a bow around it, and we'd all go out to dinner and celebrate Dad's tax refund. Never mind, it was money that was taken from him during the course of the year, but he got a little bit back, you know, a few months after tax day, and the taxes were, and we'd all go out, Dad would treat us. We even got to order a soda pop, which in those days was a big deal. You know, the kids nowadays got it a little bit different. I was talking, my wife and I were talking about how a bucket of chicken from Kentucky Fried Chicken used to be a treat. That's when we were kids. I remember the first McDonald's when it came to Burbank, California. The first McDonald's. What a bit. Now there's one on every corner, and I hardly will go to a McDonald's. Very inconsistent. There's nothing worse than a cold Big Mac and soggy French fries. Sometimes you get a good one, but it's hit or miss. Big time. Not like In-N-Out where, oh, it's hot and fresh every single time. I wish Big Mac could follow their business culture at In-N-Out Burger. But, you know, I don't know. Something wrong with that franchise, McDonald's. All right, Netflix. They only beat by a penny. But the stock is soaring and leading. I said yesterday that this stock is the current market leader. It's replaced Apple. It's replaced Facebook. It's replaced Amazon. It's replaced Google. It is the market leader in the market right now. It is the FANG. It is the N in FANG. And it's really the only FANG stock that's really, really, really working right now. And it continues to be my largest holding. And even though I cut my holdings in half recently because they had become so large, I felt it was prudent to take my investment out of it. Now I'm all gravy. I'm up 130%, 125%, something like that on my Netflix shares. Well, they beat by a penny in the after hours, which does not sound that impressive. Now for the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. The rest of the story is this. Netflix smashes subscriber estimates. The company reported 1.96 million domestic streaming additions versus 1.48 million consensus and guidance of 1.45 million. You see how they sandbag on that guidance? We think we're only going to get 1.45 million. In the end, they got 1.96 million. That's in one quarter. International streaming additions, 5.5 million added during the quarter. That's almost three times their domestic streaming additions. It seems like all over the world, Netflix. I mean, if the Communist Party gets in charge of Netflix, and they could take over the world. And there's not a lot of propaganda on there already, but they are a giant. They are a content giant. They were only expecting 5 million international streaming additions. Instead, they got 5.5 million. Total streaming ads were 7.4 million for the quarter versus 6.3 consensus. Total memberships to Netflix were 125 million at the end of the quarter. Their margins, Q1 U.S. margins increased from 38.3% to 34.4%. The company's operating margin jumped 12% to 12.1% from 7.5%. And guess what? Analysts are raving today about this Q1 report turned in by Netflix as they boost estimates for 2018. Now, therein lies a story. I always say that stocks follow earnings. Not only do they follow earnings, but more than that, they follow earnings expectations. And that's why the stock is rising so much today, because the earnings expectations have been revised higher. Here's what KeyBank's Andy Hargreaves has to say about the quarter. We believe Netflix has built the ideal model for global distribution of premium video in the internet era. And it's working to improve the efficiency of that model at a rapid pace that others cannot currently match. Well, you know, I hear the argument Disney's going to come in and yank all the Disney content and start streaming their own content. It doesn't seem to affect, has not seemed to affect the stock of Netflix yet. KeyBank lifts its target price on Netflix to $3.85. Netflix is currently trading at $3.30. And, of course, having a very strong day, up $22 per share. Morgan Stanley points to a rare combination of a subscriber beat and margin guidance boost out of the streamer. Morgan Stanley has an overrate weighting on Netflix to go along with a price target of $3.70. It's currently at $3.30. Pivotal Research hikes its price target on Netflix to a street high $420. Hey, there's my guy right there. I'm going to take that guy out to dinner. On a glowing assessment, I'll get him an In-N-Out burger, of Netflix's momentum within the media cable industry. GBH Insights calls the subscriber tally out of Netflix eye-popping. You know what? I like that term, eye-popping. I look at hundreds of charts a day. And if I see one that's eye-popping, I highlight that thing. I mark it down. It's like driving over a spot in the ocean where there's a lot of structure, or in a lake where there's a lot of structure and bait hanging around the structure. That's eye-popping. Well, they call the subscriber tally out of Netflix eye-popping. It maintains their attractive rating and a price target of $3.75. We believe Netflix has built the ideal model for global distribution. There's another one saying that. All right, well, there's your news on Netflix. I continue to own Netflix at Gunderson Capital Management. I have a new commercial on my two growth portfolios that I run. One is an aggressive growth portfolio. One is a more conservative growth portfolio. I own Netflix in both of those growth portfolios. Those growth portfolios seek out the best growth stocks in today's world. Not yesterday's world, today's world, which is changing rapidly. And, of course, Netflix, it's pretty hard to argue. If you're looking for an all-star team to put on the field at the Midsummer Classic baseball, it's pretty hard to leave Netflix off that team, which has delivered total returns of over 50% per year over the last 10 years. The stock of the decade, I've called it. Well, let's check in on Facebook. While we're speaking of FANG, how is Facebook doing today? Because it's the F in big move in Facebook today. That's interesting. Here's what BlackRock has to say. No, I'm going to have to tell you what BlackRock has to say when we come back, because we're up against a break here. And I think I'll talk about another A. I think there's three A's in FANG. I think it's Amazon, Apple, and Alibaba. There's big news out of Alibaba. FANG has three A's. When we come back, we'll talk about the F and the three A's. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Big day in the market as trade tensions ease, China making concessions, the two Koreas sitting down for a peace accord. All kinds of crazy things. Russian sanctions taken off the table for now, more Russian sanctions taken. And of course, the big blowout earnings report by Netflix after the close. And I want to finish with the FANG, a little bit more on FANG, okay? Facebook. Here's what BlackRock has to say. Forget Cambridge Analytica. The biggest stock-picking fund at BlackRock, the Global Allocation Fund, raised its bet on Facebook in March, making the social network a top 10 equity holding. The increases in Facebook shares were enough to make the company the $36.7 billion fund. Wow. Now, that's a growth fund. $36.7 billion fund makes it their sixth largest stock holding, up 10 spots from where it had been 2 months earlier. Well, I'm just going to say, I still have not seen any revisions at all to their earnings estimates for this year, which are $7.24 per share, or next year, which are $8.76 per share. Facebook has one of the most favorable PEG ratios in the entire market right now, as far as growth stocks goes. It's a $500 billion company. They will report earnings 8 days from now, a week from tomorrow. And I will say this, Facebook's chart improving dramatically. That's the F in FANG. We already talked about Amazon and their foray into South America. Apple, not any real news out on Apple except for the big whiff on their device that you can talk to, you know, and order things and whatnot. How about the other A in FANG? I consider Alibaba to be an A in FANG. Alibaba is hiring 50 self-driving vehicle experts. Well, they won't be in Tempe, Arizona, I know that, as it ramps up its testing program, according to the company-owned South China Morning Post. Let's see how Alibaba stock has been under a little pressure here recently. It's lost a lot of its momentum. I still own Alibaba. I'm a big believer in Alibaba. I'm a big believer in China. I think Chinese relations are going to improve. China is going to continue to open their markets up. And Alibaba has a good chart also right now, and it's cheap. It also has a very favorable PEG ratio. Alibaba is working on level 4 technology, which means the self-driving car can fully drive itself without human intervention in certain circumstances. The Morning Post says Alibaba's technology is ready for open road testing. Competitor Baidu last month received permission from the Chinese government to test its autonomous vehicle on roads in Beijing. Tencent Holdings also has that testing approval. I'm a big believer in some of these big Chinese stocks, the biggest economy in the world. And if you're looking for growth, it's hard to overlook a lot of these great growth companies around the world. Okay, one last story here. Toyota promises talking vehicles in 2021. Well, remember that wasn't there a sitcom, My Mother the Car? And the guy would go out, he'd get lonely at night. I don't know, his wife didn't like to talk to him, or the Padres were getting clobbered by the Dodgers or whatever. And he'd walk outside to his garage and talk to his car, and his car was talk back to him. His mother was in the car. The spirit of his mother somehow was in that car. Of course, there was the talking horse, too, Mr. Ed. I remember that one. I've tried to talk to a few horses at Santa Anita Racetrack, but nobody was talking. Nobody was saying nothing. Anyways, Toyota says it will sell vehicles in the U.S. that can talk to each other. Get out of my way. You just cut me off, you little Fiat, you know, whatever. Why are you going so slow? You're an idiot. Of course, anybody who passes you on the freeway is a maniac, and anybody driving slower than you is an idiot, right? Well, by following the vehicle's intelligent systems to collaborate more broadly and effectively through DSRC technology, write that one down. My Mother the Car, DSRC technology, can help drivers realize a future with zero fatalities from crashes, better traffic flow, and less congestion. Hey, I'm all for that. Bring on the talking car. One other story. Okay, this is a stock that I own in my income and growth portfolio. Okay, so in addition to the two growth portfolios that I run, there's people that want to start toning it down. They don't want to own an autonomous car driving stock like Alibaba, which is much more than an autonomous car driving stock. They want to tone things down. They want big stocks. They want dividend payers like United Healthcare, which I own in my dividend portfolio. United Healthcare having a huge day today, up $8 per share. They beat earnings by 12 cents. Hey, and I had a couple of stocks yesterday that just were breaking loose. You got to get that newsletter. You get a free look inside the portfolios for a couple of weeks. I open up the curtain, then the curtain closes on you. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. And, of course, last week I wrote about some very aggressive stocks, gene therapy. The most aggressive stocks that you could possibly find on the planet right now. But I believe there's some promise there in this whole movement for gene therapy. All right, well, if you'd like to get to my newsletter, peek inside, open the curtain a little bit on Gunderson Capital Management, you can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. If you'd like to set up a phone appointment with me while I'm in Carlsbad, maybe you're in the Southern California area, I'll be here for a little while. Not sure how long yet, because I'm already itching to get to Dallas and put on a workshop and meet with folks there. Go to my website, GundersonCapital.com, or call us. Call us at 855-611-BEST. Talk about the growth portfolio, growth and income portfolio, or that distribution portfolio when you got to live off those savings. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.